some artifacts that have actually been discovered in this particular archaeological dig date back as far as 4,000 years ago. So that significantly predates what would have been considered the early origins of the monastic settlement under St. Columbkill. So, you're talking Bronze Age, and that's obviously very, very significant. It's very difficult to say what two further weeks would achieve. I'm no expert in archaeology or indeed archaeological digs. However, I would imagine that at the end of the two-week period, the minister would probably look at it, or I would hope that he would look at it with a view to if there were more to be discovered and more to be found out, that he may well actually also consider extending it maybe a little bit more.
There is another conversation, of course, to be had. That is, what happens to the artefacts which have been found? I'm sure the Tyre Museum would make a good home for them. You'll be hoping, I'm sure, that a substantial portion of what's found does remain in Derry?
It would be my hope, actually, that everything that's found could remain in the city, and there are other people that may well wish to see these sorts of artefacts, and so I wouldn't be averse to maybe sharing a little bit of it out around the rest of the country as well. But, I mean, it remains to be seen. I mean, quite a significant number of skeletal remains have been discovered, and they've gone down below, obviously, what would be a six-foot grave level, and now this is where they're discovering very, very interesting artefacts. That appears that the deeper we dig, the more rich our history is becoming.